You're going to do this right now. I am working on your talking points for the shareholders meeting tomorrow. Did you forget again? Well, I checked my emails about six times in the past hour, and you haven't sent me anything. And I've checked the records, and I've checked the files, and I've checked Slack even, and there is nothing about your talking points for tomorrow. So I'm gonna have to make it up all on my own. Of course, you have the memory of the numbers and everything, so I have that to be thankful for. But still, you need to be cohesive at the very least. Plus, we have to be able to transcribe all of that tomorrow and send it to PR. Well, yes, they're gonna need part of your speech so that they can send it to the press right after the shareholders meeting. I'm not particularly worried. I mean, you know the numbers. We did well. Yes, I can stay here for a bit longer to help you with your talking points for tomorrow. Anything other than that? I don't know. Why don't you convince me? Food? Sure. Type of food? Oh, my favorite, huh? Geez, I wonder what else is on the table for me. Me? Me, myself, and I on that table, being fucked by my boss for the nth time this week, when I'm supposed to be finishing his job, really? Oh, I'll finish you, all right. I mean, what? Well, lucky for you, I'm very smart. I'm really, really smart. In fact, I'm not even writing the shareholders meeting talking points thing. I've been sketching your cock. You really think I'd be writing down your talking points? No, they've already been sent via email, so you can review that later. So I guess there's no need for me to stay overtime after all. I'm only teasing. You know I can't say no to this. Why do I have a photographic memory of your cock good enough to draw? I don't know. But I knew you were gonna come over anyways. You always do when you're nervous. Or not nervous, but you know. I know you enough to know that you've been craving from me, and I get it. I know exactly what you need, and I can absolutely give it to you. Only because your cock feels so fucking good inside me, too. Oh, yes, I do feel better now that we have a mutual agreement. So I don't feel worried at all. Now, please, sir, let me actually do my job. Take a seat on your desk. Pull down those pants and let me suck your cock for you so that you feel much better. Much better that you can tackle tomorrow without any of my help because I'm going to take a vacation. You've already approved my leave, silly. Yes, while you were fucking me. I'll be on the phone if you need me tomorrow. For now, I would like to be on your cock, please. So please take a seat on your chair and let me handle you. Yeah. Here we are, finally. It's true. I've been wanting your cock for a while now too, so doesn't help that I had to whatever. I'm just happy to be here now. What? I like to take things nice and slow for a bit. Can't I savor every inch of you first? You're incredibly more stiff than usual. Is it stress or is it just my outfit today? Oh, poor you. Having to deal with both. Aren't you fortunate that you have such a good, obedient little slut? Willing to take care of that for you. Oh, fuck's sake. Really? Let me ignore that for a No, I don't need to take that. It's my boyfriend. Yeah. He's fine with it, really. Realize that I'm too good to let go. Well, if he's gonna go on with his cheating ways, doesn't really get to judge me, does he? Do you mind if I take this? Hello? Yes, I'll be late. I have a speech to finish. Well, technically, we've been through this already. We've discussed the parameters. Are you finding a problem about all this? Do you want me to be honest? All right. Yes, I'm on my knees right now, sucking the boss's cock, which is what I do on an almost weekly basis, by the way. And you've already known this, so what are you yelling about? It's not like I complain about her now, do I? Exactly. But you know what? Why don't you stay on the line? No, stay on the line. I insist. Simple. The more you get used to hearing this, listen, keep your ear on the phone. The more you get used to hearing this. I think the more you'll be desensitized to this thing. After that, I'm pretty much numb to the fact that you fuck a new girl out of every month, so Shouldn't you be desensitized to the fact that I'm fucking your boss as well? I can tell you right now you're helping with my job. He's so stiff. I'm so dripping wet with pre-cum. I think he likes that you can hear what we're doing right now. Do you? So I guess you're obligated to stay. Because the faster I finish him, the faster I get to you, right? So stay on the hook. While I suck the boss's cock and finish him off. And in the end, we all win. Can you get used to this? I make him happy. He gets his needed bit of stress relief and entertainment. The next time you call and insist I go home early, you're gonna be forced to a video call, alright? Unless that's what you want. No, you just want to listen for now. Okay then, you don't know what you're missing. So good. Sorry, what's that? I can't hear you over the sound of his cock inside my mouth. I can hear you stroking, you know. I can hear your hands over your cock right now, too. And you're wishing it's me down on my knees right now for you. Well, technically I am. You can imagine whatever reason you'd like. Fact of the matter is, the sounds you're hearing, you'll never hear that when I'm right in front of you. So enjoy hearing this as much as you can. You can even record it if you'd like. I don't care. Okay. Long I got this little cock in my mouth. Oh, sir. I can feel you twitching and aching, you know. It sounds like you're ready to burst. Why don't you fuck me, please? Why don't you fill me with that thick cock? It's been a while, you know. And I really need to be filled up. Because the last cock that filled me up didn't really satisfy me that much, if you know what I mean, sir. So please, will you plug my tight little pussy up and fill it with so much cum? I need it so badly. I feel very much deprived. Please? Are you still there? Stay on the line. You need to hear everything. And you can stroke to it if you want. Stroke to it all you want, I don't care. If that means less whining from you, then that makes me happy. Let me just put this phone here and put it to speaker. That way we can hear if he's jerking off hard for us too. Goodness. Quite eager with that one, are you? Oh, Lord, your cock feels so thick. Oh, so much more forceful than usual. What's gotten into you? You just really like it when he gets to listen in, don't you? We should get him to listen in more often then. You hear that? Looks like you get front row seats all the time. Moving forward. Yes, pull my hair. Pull my hair. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes. Oh, good girl. I'm a good girl, please. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. That's right. That's what you're hearing. You're a good girlfriend being fucked over the table of your hard-working boss. You like hearing this so much, don't you? Yes, you do. Because you... you miss hearing me like this, don't you? You miss hearing me this fucking feral. Because you can't do it for yourself. You never can. God, yes, yes. Fuck. I can tell he's getting close. I can tell he's getting close. He's breathing so heavily he can barely fucking stop. Even forgets he's on fucking speaker. Alright, you're gonna come, aren't you? You're gonna come, aren't you? You're gonna come to the sound of me being pounded by your boss. And screaming and yelling for him. The way he wish you could do the same on me. Fuck, fuck, I'm getting close. I'm getting close to you. Please, please. Even though you're doing your best to fucking hide the sounds. But I can tell you're pumping out so much cum. The way you're breathing is so labored and heavy. The way you can almost believe what you've done. Oh, you were so good, sir. You're just so nasty when it comes to this. I love it. You loved it so much, didn't you? Getting to fill me up like that, knowing that my boyfriend's just listening. Not being able to help himself but to jerk off to the fact that you're fucking me. You're so naughty, I love it. You just bring out the bad side in me. We should do this again. And you. Are you just about done? Pick yourself up and recover. I'll not be home in a while, so make your own dinner. I don't care what you're making. Just get going. I'll talk to you later. Sorry about that interruption. Though, I don't think you consider that much of an interruption, really. So nasty. And again, so am I. So, shall we order something good? You told me I could have my favorite. Oh, don't renege on that one, please. I promise I'll treat you to something better later. Good. I'll go order food then.